download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
It was really cool. It definitely took some getting used to, for sure. I remember, like, the first gig that we did, which I guess was, like, not long ago, as in, like, where I was singing. I was kind of, like, having, like, a mini heart attack on stage a little bit. But like, it's just, at this point now, it's kind of just really fun. And we're just sort of having a lot of fun on stage now.
Awesome.
And it feels very normal and very relaxed, like, probably, like, the most relaxed I've ever been playing music.
Well, you're still playing with your friends. You're still playing with the rest of the band, so I guess they've got your back as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's true as well, but I guess, like, it's a different energy at this point. Like, I guess, like, the band kind of has, like, a new energy, and I guess, like, we're all kind of finding that quite exciting.
Production, Chris Cody came on board, very well-known producer, seemingly a very busy guy as well. What did he bring to the sound of Yuck that you hadn't really explored before?
Well, I guess, you know, it was just a completely and utterly different experience working with Chris. If you were to, like, compare it to, like, the first album, it's, like, complete polar opposites. Like, the first album was recorded in my parents' house on an 8-track by us as a band, and we did it very, very low budget and, like, using all the equipment that we had. And that's why, like, I love the album, because it was, like, you know, very, like, introverted and stuff like that. I guess this album, I just wanted to, you know, I could have done it that way again, but I just wanted to, like, experience something completely new and just, like, kind of get out of the comfort zone that was, like, you know, my parents' house or whatever, and just try something completely new and just sort of see what happened and just kind of, like, enter into a situation where I wasn't sure what the expectations were, but just kind of, like, try it and just sort of see what happened at the other end. You know, it was just, like, something that I just completely wasn't used to. Like, I'm usually used to recording on my own with no distractions or whatever, and just being with Chris and having, like, another creative mind in the room just kind of, like, allowed us all to kind of, like, consider things a little bit more and just, like, you know, talk about things. Because, like, when I'm recording on my own, it's kind of quite like a, you know, lonely and, like, isolating kind of experience. Not necessarily in a bad way, but, like, you definitely don't get the chance to kind of talk about what you're doing. You just kind of, like, do it.
Mm.
And that's good too. This was more like I wanted to kind of go to a studio and kind of have the time and space just to kind of, like, discuss what we were doing and for all the band to be, like, present there and try different things and just, you know, have the ability just to kind of, like, play around a little bit with like, new ideas and, like, new ways of recording and stuff like that.
And in terms of physical space, is it true that you recorded in a church?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was cool. It was amazing, actually. It was really great.
Did you ever feel any presence greater than yours when you were jamming out? Was it kind of weird to be surrounded by a holy place when you were playing your music?
Well, I don't know whether, like, a priest had been there and, you know, kind of made the place, like, not a church anymore. I don't know, whatever. I don't know what a priest does when, like, a church doesn't become a church anymore.
De-churches it.
Ah!
songwriter on all of these songs, as you mentioned, Max, and are they stories from your own life? Where did you lift all of these tales from?
It's weird, like, I try and kind of just, like, write from, like, a place in my mind where I'm not necessarily, like, thinking about what I'm writing, just kind of, like, letting words kind of flow and, like, maybe just, like, seeing what happens rather than, like, physically putting pen to paper, if you know what I mean. But, like, I guess if you write like that, then, you know, I guess it's more, like, kind of subconscious and, like, the meaning kind of becomes apparent, like, maybe after you wrote it and you kind of think, oh, that kind of relates to, you know, what I was thinking that day or whatever. So, yeah.
Have you had a chance to reflect on some of these stories now that the album's come out?
Yeah, I have. Like, for the most part, it's kind of been friends sort of saying, like, oh, what's this song about? Or, oh, is this song, like, about this or whatever? And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe it is.
The benefit of hindsight. Well, Middle C is a song that we've been playing a lot on Triple J. I really love it. The lyrics are kind of about a sense of urgency and leaving town, I guess, kind of seizing the moment. What can you tell me about the story behind Middle C?
I guess it's just, like, a song about feeling frustrated and I guess wanting to, like, move on. And I guess I can't really say much more than that.